Section. Introduction. In this section, we delve into the realm of generative image models. We have observed a shift towards using fine-tuned adapters as the norm, allowing for customized image creation with less storage requirements. This change has led to the development of open-source platforms where communities can create and exchange different adapters and model checkpoints, fostering the growth of creative AI art. The number of adapters has now exceeded 100,000, with low-rank adaptation, LoRA, emerging as the primary fine-tuning method. A new trend has emerged where users manually choose and creatively combine multiple adapters on existing checkpoints to generate high-quality images, going beyond the traditional method of enhancing model class or size. To capitalize on performance improvements, our study investigates the automatic selection of adapters based on user-provided prompts. However, selecting relevant adapters poses unique challenges compared to existing retrieval-based systems that rank relevant texts using lookup embeddings. Efficiently retrieving adapters requires converting them into lookup embeddings, which can be challenging due to poor documentation or lack of direct access to training data on open-source platforms. Moreover, in the context of image generation, user prompts often imply multiple highly specific tasks. For example, a prompt like, "two dogs playing in the snow," suggests generating images of dogs and snow as separate tasks. This necessitates breaking down the prompt into different tasks or keywords and selecting relevant adapters for each task, a task beyond the capabilities of existing retrieval-based systems. Furthermore, combining multiple adapters can impact image quality, overwrite existing concepts, and introduce unwanted biases into the model. To address these challenges, we introduce Stylus, a system that efficiently interprets user prompts to retrieve and combine sets of highly relevant adapters, enhancing generative models to produce diverse high-quality images. Stylus operates through a three-stage framework involving a refiner, retriever, and composer to tackle the aforementioned challenges. The refiner utilizes a multimodal vision language model and a text encoder to pre-compute concise descriptions of adapters as lookup embeddings. The retriever then assesses the relevance of each embedding against the user's complete prompt to retrieve a set of potential adapters. Finally, the composer breaks down the prompt into distinct tasks, filters out irrelevant candidate adapters, and assigns the remaining adapters to each task. Our results demonstrate that Stylus effectively identifies highly relevant adapters, avoids introducing biased concepts detrimental to image generation, and maintains high image diversity by using different adapters for each task. We also introduce Stylus Docs, an adapter dataset containing 75,000 LoRAs with pre-computed documentation and embeddings from Stylus's refiner for evaluation purposes. Stylus outperforms popular Stable Diffusion, South Dakota 1.5, checkpoints in terms of visual fidelity, textual alignment, and image diversity, shifting the clip-fid Pareto curve towards greater efficiency and achieving up to 2x higher preference scores with human and vision language model evaluators. Stylus is a practical system that seamlessly integrates into the image generation process without significant overhead. Additionally, Stylus can be extended to various image-to-image application domains such as image inpainting and translation. Section summary. In this section, we introduce the concept of using fine-tuned adapters in generative image models to create custom images with reduced storage requirements. The emergence of over 100,000 adapters, particularly low-rank Adaptaeon, LoRA, has led to a new paradigm where users manually select and combine multiple adapters to generate high-quality images. We propose Stylus, a system that automates the selection and composition of relevant adapters based on user prompts, improving image quality and diversity while avoiding biases introduced by combining multiple adapters. Section. Our method, Stylus. In this section, we introduce our method called Stylus. We face unique challenges when it comes to retrieving text-based documents using adapter selection, as discussed in Section 2. Firstly, creating embeddings for adapters is a new task, especially challenging without access to training datasets. Additionally, in the realm of image generation, user instructions often involve multiple very detailed tasks. This not only makes it difficult to find relevant adapters for the entire user prompt, but also to match them with specific tasks within the prompt. Lastly, combining multiple adapters can lower image quality and introduce external biases into the model. To tackle these challenges, we have developed a three-stage framework: refine, retrieve, and compose. The refiner is a two-step process aimed at generating textual descriptions of an adapter's task and the corresponding text embeddings for retrieval purposes. The first stage involves a vision language model, VLM, that takes in the adapter's model card, a set of example images, corresponding prompts, and an author-provided description, and produces an improved description. Optionally, the VLM also suggests the weight for LoRA-based adapters. If this information is not available, the weight is set to 0.8. The second stage uses an embedding model to create embeddings for all adapters, which are stored in a vector database. The retriever retrieves the most relevant adapters for the entire user prompt using similarity metrics. It calculates cosine similarity scores between the prompt's embedding and each adapter's embedding in the matrix, selecting the top k adapters with the highest similarity scores. The composer segments the prompt into tasks based on keywords and assigns retrieved adapters to these tasks. This helps filter out irrelevant adapters and identify those that may introduce biases. The composer can be trained with human-labeled data or use a simpler approach by leveraging a large language model, LLM, to map tasks to adapters. Stylus's composer is similar to re-ranking, employing cross-encoders to compare adapter descriptions with the user prompt to improve search quality based on semantic relevance. Our experiments demonstrate that our composer outperforms existing re-rankers, such as Cohere and ReRank English v2.0. Section summary. In this section, we introduce our method called Stylus, which addresses challenges unique to adapter selection in text-based document retrieval. Our three-stage framework, consisting of refine, retrieve, and compose stages, tackles issues such as generating embeddings for adapters, retrieving relevant adapters based on user prompts, and composing adapters to maintain image quality and avoid biases. The refine stage involves a two-stage pipeline to refine adapter descriptions and generate text embeddings, while the retrieve stage fetches the most relevant adapters using similarity metrics. Finally, the composer stage segments user prompts into tasks and assigns retrieved adapters to tasks, filtering out irrelevant and biased adapters without the need for human-labeled data. Section: masking. In this section, we identify tasks from a given prompt and assign each task a set of relevant adapters. Our masking strategy involves using binary masks for each task, which can be either all ones or all zeros. By combining these masks across all tasks, we generate a large number of masking schemes. This variety of masking schemes allows for diverse combinations of adapters for a single prompt, resulting in a wide range of images. This approach also helps limit the number of final adapters merged into the base model, reducing the risk of unwanted effects on the image quality. Additionally, we adjust an adapter's weight, known as LoRA, by dividing it by the total number of adapters in its task after masking. This adjustment prevents image saturation issues that can occur when assigning high adapter weights to specific tasks, which can negatively impact image quality. For our experimental setup, we need a substantial database of adapters to evaluate performance accurately. Existing methods typically assess against a limited number of adapters, which is insufficient for tasks like image generation that require a broad range of fine-grained tasks. To address this limitation, we introduce the Stylus Docs dataset, which includes a large number of LoRAs from popular model repositories. This dataset also features pre-computed embeddings and enhanced adapter descriptions. In our image generation process, we compare Stylus against the baseline model Stable Diffusion v1.5 using well-known checkpoints for realistic and cartoon, anime-style image generation. We integrate our image generation process with Stable Diffusion Web UI and apply specific settings for denoising and upscaling to ensure high-quality image output. To evaluate the effectiveness of our method, we conduct human assessments using datasets and checkpoints that generate realistic and anime-style images. The results show a preference for Stylus over existing model checkpoints, particularly for generating detailed images that align closely with the given prompts. Furthermore, We assess stylus using automatic benchmarks such as Clip and FID to measure the correlation between generated images and user prompts, as well as the diversity and aesthetic quality of image sets. Our results demonstrate that stylus improves visual fidelity and alignment with user preferences, as indicated by both human evaluations and benchmark scores. Section summary. In this section, we introduce a masking strategy that applies binary masks to tasks identified from a prompt, generating a wide range of masking schemes for diverse linear combinations of adapters. By dividing an adapter's weight by the total number of adapters after masking, we prevent image saturation and maintain image quality. We also present StylusDocs, a dataset containing a large number of adapters for evaluating adapter selection performance, and demonstrate the effectiveness of our method through human evaluation and automatic benchmarks, showing improved visual fidelity and alignment with user preferences. Section. VLM as a judge. In this section, we use VLM as a judge to evaluate two main aspects, textual alignment and visual fidelity, through subjective assessments. When it comes to visual fidelity, we look at how well the images match reality and if they have any unrealistic elements. Autoregressive models tend to show a bias towards the first option presented when making subjective judgments. To address this bias, we test stylus under different orderings and only consider judgments that remain consistent across reorderings. Otherwise, we label it as an error. In our evaluation using 100 randomly selected prompts from the PAR prompts dataset, we observe that stylus and the stable diffusion realistic checkpoint have a 60% win rate in terms of visual fidelity, which aligns well with the 68% win rate from human evaluation. Regarding textual alignment, we find minimal differences between stylus and the stable diffusion checkpoint. Since most prompts result in errors, it indicates that stylus does not introduce additional artifacts. Diversity per prompt. Stylus generates a wide variety of images for identical prompts due to different composer outputs and masking schemes. Qualitatively, Stylus produces diverse images of various subjects, positions, concepts, and styles. To quantitatively measure this diversity, we use two metrics, DFID and GPT-4V. DFID evaluates diversity per prompt by calculating the variance of latent embeddings from inception V3. GPT-4V assesses image diversity between stylus and the stable diffusion checkpoint over PAR prompts. Stylus demonstrates higher diversity in approximately 60% and 58% of cases for DFID and GPT-4V, respectively, across 200 prompts. Comparing stylus with other retrieval-based methods, we find that stylus outperforms all baselines in terms of CLIP and FID scores. The random policy performs similarly to stable diffusion, while the retriever and re-ranker methods underperform, selecting adapters that may introduce biases and overlook certain aspects of the prompts. The random policy, although slightly worse than stable diffusion, maintains a comparable performance by choosing adapters unrelated to the user prompt, resulting in images similar to those generated by stable diffusion. Section summary. In this section, we utilize VLM as a judge to evaluate stylus based on textual alignment and visual fidelity, addressing biases in subjective judgments by considering consistency across different orderings. Stylus demonstrates high visual fidelity with a 60% win rate over the stable diffusion model, while maintaining negligible differences in textual alignment. Additionally, stylus showcases diversity in image generation through various composer outputs and masking schemes, outperforming alternative retrieval-based methods in terms of CLIP and FID scores. Section. Breakdown of stylus's inference time. In this section, we delve into the breakdown of stylus's inference time. We analyze the time taken by different parts of stylus in processing. It's important to note that the time taken for generating images is not influenced by stylus, as the adapter weights are already integrated into the base model. Our findings, illustrated in a figure, show the additional time stylus contributes to the image generation process for various batch sizes, based on 100 randomly selected prompts. Specifically, stylus adds 12.1 seconds to the image generation time, with the composer accounting for 8.5 seconds of this. The composer's significant time consumption is mainly due to lengthy prompts that include descriptions for numerous adapters, sometimes exceeding 20,000 tokens. Notably, when the batch size is 1, Stylus results in a 75% increase in the time taken for image generation. However, the overall latency of Stylus remains consistent regardless of the batch size, as the composer and retriever processes run only once. Consequently, for batch inference tasks, Stylus incurs lower additional time as the batch size increases. Moving on to image domain tasks, Stylus is not limited to text-to-image tasks but can also be applied to various image-to-image tasks. We showcase Stylus's effectiveness in two such tasks, image translation and inpainting. Image translation involves converting a source image into a modified version where the content remains the same, but the style is adjusted to match a given prompt. Stylus achieves this by selecting the appropriate LoRA, which offers a more detailed description of the style. For instance, when dealing with a yellow motorcycle, Stylus identifies a voxel LoRA that effectively breaks down the motorcycle into distinct 3D components. Similarly, for a natural landscape, Stylus enhances the scene by incorporating volcanic elements, transforming the landscape into a magma-covered terrain. On the other hand, inpainting focuses on filling in missing areas within an image, typically marked by a binary mask. Stylus excels in accurately completing these masked regions with specific themes and characters, thereby enhancing the visual appeal of the image. Further examples demonstrate Stylus's ability to precisely inpaint various celebrities and characters on one side and introduce new styles to an image of a rabbit on the other side.